Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. I believe in the power of storytelling to change lives and to make a difference. My guest today, Brandon, tells us the story of the challenges he has faced in terms of his eyesight throughout his life and how his mother supported him in overcoming these challenges. Brandon created the See the World Foundation to help other children who struggle with issues around their sight. See the World empowers young changemakers to take leadership roles, and it ensures that clear sight is a right, not a privilege, by removing financial barriers to care. Welcome back, everyone. I'm really excited to introduce you to my new friend, Brandon. He started a foundation called See the World, and I cannot wait to hear all about it. Thanks so much for joining us today, Brandon.
Oh, thank you, Natalie.
Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're from, how old you are, what grade you're in at school, all that good stuff, and then start from the very beginning. Tell us the spark, the inspiration. Tell us all about the See the World Foundation.
Of course. Like you said, my name is Brandon Delcid Rios, and I'm from Flemington, New Jersey. And there I attend Huntington Central Regional High School. I'm a senior this year, which is crazy. So for See the World Foundation, I started it. It's inspired by my struggles with eye care when I was younger. I grew up, and I still am, low income. So unfortunately, money has always been an issue. I was born with a shut right eye. So my right eye was entirely shut until I had my very first surgery when I was 6 years old. I am on Medicaid, but unfortunately, Medicaid doesn't always cover everything. And when it came to my surgeries, it definitely didn't. My family, it's really just my mom, my sister, and myself. So throughout my childhood, it's really just been my mom. She, when it comes to at least source of income or financial support, you know, that burden, like that extra money that Medicaid couldn't cover, that's what she had to pay. And it was extremely difficult because my father, yeah, he wasn't in the picture again. It was just the three of us. So it was always a struggle when it came to my vision care. I had in total two surgeries, the very first one being when I was 6 years old. The second one, I believe, is when I was 8 years old. I don't remember it too much, but I always remembered the struggles that came with it. Throughout my childhood, I would wear glasses, though I hated them, and eye patches, all these like extra stuff, like apart from the eye surgeries, that was also like a financial strain on my mother. Those like financial struggles when it came to my vision care. That's what eventually inspired See the World Foundation.
And how is your vision today out of that eye?
Oh yeah, I still wear glasses. With that right eye right now, it's after that surgery, it's only stayed halfway open. So my eye over the years, like I think I've gotten used to like moving my eye like a little bit more, like putting more effort into like opening it up. But it's like once you see it, like it's, you can tell that it's lower than the other. When I was like younger, just like a few years ago, it was very noticeable. It was like halfway open.
Well, you know, and you've had that experience now as a child to have gone through all of this stuff. And as you pointed out, when your family is, you know, struggling financially or doesn't have the kinds of insurance that would pay for all of the special things, right? Special treatments and therapies and special glasses and all that, it really does create a tremendous hardship. So tell us more about the See the World Foundation. You went through this experience, you've recovered from it, you are a high school senior. So what sparked this for you? When did you start this work, and what does the foundation do?
Mm-hmm. So See the World Foundation, the idea of actually creating a organization came about last year in August of 2024. I woke up at like 4 a.m. I wish I woke up that early every day, but it was an August summer and I just ended up waking up at 4 a.m. and it was pitch like black in my room because, you know, the lights weren't turned on. My first step out of the bed to go turn on the lights, and I hear like a crack. And I'm like, oh, what is it? Or like a crunch like type sound. I was like, oh, I stepped on something. Then I was like, oh, no. Shoot. So then I go and turn on the lights and I see that I stepped on my glasses. And I was like, oh no, gosh. Like this can't be. So like that first feeling that hit in was like, shoot, now I have to go tell my mom, like, hey, can you, like, what are we going to do? Like, how much were these glasses? And try to figure out, like, how how we're going to like pay for it. I broke my glasses a lot when I was younger. And although I hated them, and sometimes I would like, there's this one story where I put the glasses under like my mom's tire. So when she would back up to go to the store, she would break them because I just hated them so much. I know it's insane. But although that I did that, once they were actually broken, I would always see how much that affected my mom because she would immediately know that she didn't have the money for it. And I guess that feeling really kicked in like in, you know, last year when that happened. So we went to Costco. That's where I got glasses that I wear now, got them fixed. And I started realizing when we were in the Costco, I was like, well, this sucks so much. Like, I mean, like, I know it sucks. Like, I can feel it, but I really realized it. I was like, I don't want this. I know I'm not the only one. And I don't want this for all those other, like, children. Because I started working. So I was able to pitch in a little bit. But I was like, I wasn't able to when I was younger. And I know there's other children, not just, like, in the USA, but just around the world that aren't able to contribute. And they shouldn't have to contribute. So I was like, my sister, I remember in like freshman year, had told me about how her friend was starting a nonprofit organization. It had something to do with like children's hospital, something like that. And I guess it just really came out because I was like, huh. I started thinking about what I could do and that came up. And I was like, starting your own organization, I was like, I'm not that type of kid. That's what I thought. Like I grew up in special education with my glasses. Like I was bullied a lot. And I didn't have a lot of like self-confidence, but then I realized I was like, let me talk with her. So I called my sister. She's in all the way in Boston. She attends Boston University. And so I just like called her and I was like, what do you think? Like, do you think I should do this? She's like, well, duh. She was like, yeah, try to find out how to do it. She was like, I don't know how to do it, but like, just search it up. And that's what I did. And I started realizing the ideas of it. And I was like, oh, like, okay, so raising money for children's vision care, but I was like, I don't want it to be like so like broad. And I was like, huh, because I don't want it to be like all these other organizations, right? Because at that point, I would just, you know, like there's no point in adding something. It wasn't for me. Like, you know, a lot of people like in high school, specifically when it comes to like college time, they're like, oh, I want to start this and that. And I was like, I don't want it to be like that. Like, this means nothing to me. So the first idea was eye surgeries. We would raise money for children's eye surgeries. And then I started realizing, I was like, okay, but that really like bottles you up. I want to make sure that I could also help out in as many ways as I can. So I guess right now, the biggest thing about See the World and what makes it different is that we distribute the money to different organizations that focus on different parts of children's vision care. One would be eye exams, other would be surgeries, glasses, making sure that you're able to diversify, I guess, like how the money is being spent to make sure it goes like the farthest that it can.
Wow. That's amazing. That's a really great idea because you care about vision and eye care for children. And certainly you could have focused on, you know, providing glasses, for example. But I think there are a fair number of charities, as you've pointed out, that take old glasses and recycle them and all of that kind of stuff, but kind of doing the fundraising and then handing it over to the organizations that are actually providing the care. So you don't have to worry about that. It's going to be that the money is going to be stewarded the right way. That's really brilliant. And how have you been doing the fundraising?
Oh, the fundraising. So primarily through restaurant fundraisers. The very first one that we did was in just this past March, which we started fundraising, although the organization was actually created. I forgot to say like the actual date that it was created, officially all the paperwork and everything after I had some time to like really figure it out. Though when I was actually doing it, I had no idea what I was doing. Was September of last year. That's when it was like a legal entity and started officially fundraising in January of this year, with our very first fundraiser being in March. And it was at this Mexican Italian restaurant, and we raised $325 in 3 hours. But apart from fundraising, again, like the main focus is of course donations, though we also like care about like awareness. That's really important. The main thing is about getting donations and helping to distribute to organizations. We also start thinking about different ways that we're able to get that. So right now we have like a See the World Foundation shop So what we sell in merchandise, that goes directly to Children's Vision Care. We also have, I was able to publish a book this summer called What Kids Can't See. So all the donations from that book also goes towards See the World Foundation Fully. We also have, this though is very new, which is so funny that I'm talking to you about it, but a podcast, but specifically with the podcast. Right now it's because of the timing, a lot of the people who volunteer at See the World are college students and high school students. The episodes are being edited right now because just past like college admission seasons, like the early action deadlines and all of that, we should be uploading our very first, like, what is it? Like YouTube video where you can actually see us. That should be coming up in December, and we're able to monetize from the YouTube video.
Well, as of now, do you know how much you've raised overall in the year plus that you've been around?
Yes. In the year plus that we've been around, this is actually on our website, though I haven't updated it with like the, what is it, the cash donations that we still have. We're just over $3,000.
Amazing. Amazing. And you've figured out who's going to receive those funds. You have different relationships with different organizations and you figure out how much you're going to give to each one, that sort of thing.
Yes. On our website, we have like a donations like tab and it just says who the, we call it recipient organizations are. Each month has minimum three. Again, because like you want to distribute it as to as many different organizations with different purposes as possible, but minimum three.
Absolutely. And what's amazing too is, you know, there's this whole issue of when you donate to an organization, you wonder how much of my money is actually going to the work, right? How much of my money is going to impact the people who really need the help? And in your case, every dollar, right? Every dollar that you raise, you're donating, you're giving to these organizations that it's going to directly impact young people who need these surgeries or who need the glasses or the therapies or whatever. It's really a wonderful model. It's just really clever. And you are a 501c3, so these are tax deductible donations. So again, just if you can tell your story, which you obviously can in a very compelling way, you're going to have people supporting you and your work, and then you're going to be able to pass that along. It's really wonderful, Brandon. I just think it's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today. Can you tell everybody where they can learn more, follow along on social media, check out your website, make a donation, all of that good stuff?
Yes, of course. I would say our website is the very big main thing that people can visit and, you know, find ways on how to help out with See the World Foundation. Our website is seetheworldfoundation.org. And then also we have an Instagram and a Facebook page, which is at See the World Foundation. So when it comes to like donations and again, finding out like ways to help, whether that's like volunteering at like our fundraisers or maybe like writing a book, because again, like that awareness part we do really care about as well, although donation again is at like the focus of it. There's so many ways of volunteering and all of that is at our website.
Amazing. Well, Brandon, I'm wishing you the best of luck. I know you're going to do amazing things in the future. I am sure any college would be so lucky to have you. Thanks for sharing this story with us today.
Of course. Thank you, Natalie.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.